Jamel Dean is with Occupy Lansing. It's a spinoff, if you will, of Occupy Wall Street. They had their gathering over the weekend on Saturday at the state capitol, and we wanted to catch up with Jamel Dean from Occupy Lansing to tell us what happened. Jamel, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for being with us. All right, well, tell us about the day on Saturday.
Pretty good. We started at 10 a.m. The occupiers had a march from Reuters Park to the Capitol. Got to the Capitol. We had a bunch of speakers come on, including the mayor of Lansing. They're all very good. It was very positive. After that, we had a general assembly to decide what we should do after the rally and all that stuff got done. We decided that we'd have a march. It was between going to the Michigan State game and marching around the city and back to the occupation spot. The state game, I think, got shot down because, drunk football fans, et cetera, it would be a bad image if something happened if we went there. So we ended up marching down the street from the Capitol, three, four blocks, taking a right-hand turn, then taking another right-hand turn, then going back to the park. The Lansing police were very good with it. They let us have the street. They blocked all the intersections, so I'd like to give them props for that. It was pretty nonviolent. We just did our chants, and, people were watching, people were listening. So I think the message kind of got out there.
All right, now tell me, how many people were there?
Rough estimate, I'd do 500.
Okay, did you wish you'd had more?
Well, these movements, they start out slow. I don't necessarily wish we had more because, the larger the crowd, the harder it is for the police to control. But, as the movement keeps growing, it'll get bigger and bigger. And, eventually it'll grow naturally.
Okay, what did you want to accomplish from the gathering, from the march, and did you accomplish that?
There was really no goal set by the GA. We just wanted to get the word out there that, the occupation is happening, and I think that was accomplished. People now know it's happening. There's about 20 tents down there in Reuters Park, and there's people there full-time right now.
Now, I got to tell you that I was besieged by phone calls and emails after you were on the program, and most of the folks that contacted us thought that why you were there was unclear. And the fact that you are a college student that is probably going to make a decent amount of money, that you are a person who may end up being a business owner, being a college-educated person, that you are a person who may end up having some stock one day. They just thought that your mission was unclear and that it was kind of contradictory that you were involved in this.
Not contradictory at all. I mean, the United States has been messed up, and it's up to our generation, the generation before me, and the generation, after me to fix this. You can't continue to depend on a broken system and sit there and just take it, And I realize that. And me, for one, I don't want a broken system when I go to own a business or start to own stock.
And when you talk about a broken system, what needs to be fixed? What specifically do you think needs to be done?
Me specifically, I believe that corporate lobbying needs to go completely. Tax loopholes need to be closed because the trickle-down thing does not work. They take advantage of the tax breaks. They don't pay their workers anymore, so there's no more money going into the economy.
All right. Now, what's next?
What is next? The GA broke into separate working groups, and right now they're getting together to do some community outreach, showing people that, the Occupy movement is not a bad thing. We want to help the community, we want to help get the word out there. We just want to educate people. The whole purpose of the Occupy movement is to educate people on what is actually going on, because you cannot count on mainstream media to do that anymore.
Well, Hopefully we're not a part of that, because we're trying to, actually what we're trying to do, Jamel, is get out both sides of the story. So when I mentioned those emails and phone calls we got back, you know, I wanted you to know that there's people who think that you're going to be a part of the system here soon, and it seemed like what you were doing was contrary to that.
Can I add one more thing?
Please.
This isn't a left or right movement. This is about the 99% in America standing up together. You know, there's no left, there's no right, there's no conservative, there's no liberal. This is about everybody. The whole system is messed up for everybody. And that's one thing that everybody needs to see.
Is this similar to a Tea Party?
No, this is not similar to the Tea Party. The Tea Party is aligned with the political right, and this is for everyone. Everyone has their say. There was even a Marxist who got up at the rally, you know. Of course, not everybody agrees with Marxism, but everybody let him have his word. And that's what this is about, everybody getting a voice so they can be heard and so true change can occur.
All right. Now, for people who want more information about the movement and Occupy Lansing, where do they go?
They can go to occupylansing.us. There is small amount of information on there right now. If you want to find out even more, you can go ahead and Google Occupy New York. This is where it all started. They have a whole ton of documentation on there, including what this movement is about. Everybody's like, this movement is goalless. It is not. There is a whole statement from the New York General Assembly on there. It's a couple pages long, and it pretty much puts it all into a nutshell what this is all about.
All right, Jamel Dean, Occupy Lansing. Thanks so much for coming on the program. Stay in touch.
Yes. No problem. Anytime.